A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. How do I operate in the supernatural? How do I live the supernatural life? Number one, by relationship with God through Christ Jesus the Lord. Don't forget, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And the victory that overcomes the world is our faith. And as many as received Christ, he gave the power to become the sons of God. Number two, followership. There is the need for you to follow Jesus. Follow him all through. Follow Christ Jesus the Lord. Follow also your pastor, your leader, a mentor, someone who is operating in the supernatural. Make yourself accountable to a leader. Don't forget, it is impossible for any man to lead who has never followed. Every great leader is also a follower. Every father must also be fathered. There must be someone that is leading you. Paul was led by the hand. You also must be led. Somebody must lead you. You must follow someone. The question is, who are you following? God's great servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, is never ashamed to talk about his spiritual father. My father, my father. Who is your father? You couldn't just have dropped from heaven with your unction and anointing and power. There must be a father over your life. There must be a leader. There must be a mentor. Don't forget, every father must be fathered. Every leader must be led. Elisha was led. He followed Elijah. Number three is focus. You must be focused. Focus is important. Avoid distraction. Distraction are those things that keeps you glued to the unimportant. And if care is not taken, distraction can take you away from your purpose, from your assignment in life and in destiny. We continue on point number four, fellowship with the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, we can say that is the first step into the supernatural. Don't forget, the initiation is accepting Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. But baptism into the Holy Spirit is truly, as the name indicates, baptism into the supernatural. It is your baptism into the supernatural, the Holy Spirit. You cannot live the supernatural life outside of the Spirit of the living God, outside of the Holy Spirit. Micah in chapter 3, verse number 8 said, "But truly, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord." You are full of power for the supernatural life by the Spirit of God. It is the Spirit of God in you that fills you with power to live supernaturally. It is difficult to satisfy God. It is difficult to please God outside of the Holy Spirit. The Christian life will be a struggle outside of the Holy Spirit. Living the supernatural life will be impossible outside of the Holy Spirit. You are baptized into the Holy Ghost. You are baptized into power. Jesus told the disciples in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "And ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And this power will enable you to be my witness." Don't forget Isaiah chapter 55, verse number 4. "I have given you to be a witness. I have given a witness to the people and a leader and a commander for the people." God has given you as a witness and as a leader, but you need the power of the Holy Spirit to witness to Christ and to lead, to command. To be in command, power is needed. And this power comes when you are baptized in the Holy Ghost. You receive both the exousia, that is the authority, the right to do, and you receive also the dunamis, that is the might, the power, the ability to do. Those two, and of course, the Holy Spirit fills you with wisdom. Wisdom to be able to manage these two dimensions, the authority and the power, to apply them properly. Wisdom. And this is what the Holy Ghost makes happen in our lives. He baptizes you into this power, and it makes you able to live the supernatural life. So you must fellowship with this Holy Spirit every day of your life. Every time, fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Build up yourself on your most holy faith, fellowship with the Spirit of the Lord. Number five is fasting and prayers. Fasting and prayers. It is impossible to live the supernatural life outside of fasting, outside of prayers. Don't forget, we read in Genesis chapter 32 and in verse 24 that Jacob was left alone and he wrestled with an angel all the night. This wrestling symbolizes prayers. Jacob prayed all the night. And in verse 28, the angel said, "You have wrestled with God and with men, you have prevailed." And so it was because he prevailed with God in the place of prayers that he could prevail with men. Jacob found favor with Esau, his brother, because he had settled this issue with God all through the night. Prayer. Jesus said, "This kind goeth not except by prayer and by fasting." You cannot eat three times a day, 7 days in a week, and expect to operate in power like the great servants of God we hear about. You must live a fasted life. You must stay off your food and you must pray to generate power. Prayer is very important. In the power equation, prayer is vital. You need to pray. In Jude chapter 1, verse 20, the Bible says, "Building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." Dear listener, prayer is vital. It is a daily thing. It is an everyday affair, day and night. As the Spirit of God gives you the grace and the leading, spend time in the presence of God to generate power and keep yourself aflame for God. The power of God must rest upon you as you generate power in the place of prayer, in the place of fasting, so you can remain hot. No fly, no insect can perch on a hot stove. They can perch on you when you become cold. Your life must not be cold. You must not be lukewarm. You must be hot. Pray yourself hot. Fast and make yourself hot. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Build up yourself. Keep building up your power. The fire on your altar must not go down. You must burn wood on this altar every morning. You burn wood in the place of prayer to keep this fire glowing. Keep it burning so that your fire can consume any work of darkness around you or that may want to come near you. Fasting and prayer. And of course, number six, to operate in the supernatural, you need the word of God. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter number 8 and in verse number 4, "Where the word of a king is, there is power." There is power where the word of a king is. That is where power is. So there is power where the word of God is. In John chapter 6, verse 63, Jesus said, "It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life." The word of God is spirit and is life. Therefore, you need to immerse yourself in the study of the word. Soak yourself in the word of God. Let this word be in your heart and on your lips day and night. Meditate on it and speak the word out. God, through Moses, told Joshua that this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate in it day and night, so that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then, you make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. You will operate in the supernatural with the word of God. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5, writing to the Thessalonians, Paul the apostle said, "For our gospel came not unto you in words only, but also in power." Not in words only, but also in power. So word is there, but it's not word only. This word must be with power. So soak yourself in the word of God. Eat the word. "My son, eat thou honey because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste. And so shall the knowledge of wisdom be to thy soul. And when thou hast found it, there shall be a reward." Eat the word of God. Every day, eat this word. Meditate on the word. That will make your profiting to appear unto all. The word of God. So, to operate in the supernatural, you are initiated through relationship with God through Christ Jesus. You are built up in power. As you follow him, follow Jesus, follow your leader, stay focused, don't be distracted. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit, that is a baptizer into the realm of power. Spend time in the place of prayer, fast also, And then study the word of God. Study to show yourself approved unto God. And this will keep you in the supernatural. Of course, you will need to step out also to work, to serve, to do something, to preach the gospel of Jesus. It is in preaching and by preaching that you can see the power of God at work in your life. It is when you step out to preach Jesus, to pray for those who are sick, that is when you will see the healing of God. That is when you will see the supernatural power of God at work in your life. Put this power to work. Don't waste the investment of God upon your life and destiny, and the Lord will help you. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Sweet Holy Spirit, help me to maintain a robust fellowship with you every day of my life. Let me not stray away from your presence, Holy Ghost. Let me not grieve you. Let us pray. Sweet Holy Spirit, help me to maintain a robust fellowship with you on a daily basis. Help me not to stray away from your presence. Help me not to grieve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, I ask, O God, for grace for the spiritual discipline of prayer and fasting. I pray that you will help me for this discipline to build up spiritual power and grace to operate in the supernatural. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to receive the power that is in the Word of God. Pray. Father, I receive the power that is in the Word, that the Word of God will quicken me each time I study. Let me be divinely quickened in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray, Father, initiate and launch me into the supernatural by your Spirit. Initiate me, launch me into the supernatural in the name of Jesus. And let my life be productive for you. Let me not be barren. Let me be productive. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. By the workings of the supernatural power of God in you, may your life not be barren. I pray you will not be barren of results. You will have results to show to the praise of the name of the Lord. The Lord will initiate you and launch you into the realm of power. And as you wait on him in prayer, in fasting, and in the study of the word, power will be released to you. The Lord will keep you burning in power. And every unfruitful work of darkness around your life and destiny, your fire will consume. Your fire will never go down. The fire will keep burning, and God's name will be glorified. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Join us later today at noon on Moriah Mountain as we generate and build power, our power level again in the place of prayer. 12 noon at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join that prayer meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on any of my social media platforms. My handle on all social media platforms is at Yemi Graceman. The Lord bless you as you join. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.